This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
I dare to speculate, to imagine what would happen without spending time each and every day with the Lord and in His Word. Both of those things will change your life. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. Now that's what God has to say if you care about that. This book shall not depart from you. You shall meditate on it day and night so that you can observe to do all that's written in it. For then, notice the if and then. If you spend time in this book, then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. We talked about that at Sunday school this morning. You want the Midas touch? Spend a little time with God today. And the deception's not to get you to become an axe murderer. It's quiet. You've worked hard. Truth. You see, this is Satan's deceptions. It's truth, 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 lie. He gives you five truths and they all add up to a lie. He summarizes them wrong. Yeah, you've had a long week. Yeah, you've worked hard. Yeah, it's been tough. But don't go to church today. Take it easy. He summed it up wrong. All those things are true. But here's where you go to get relief, to get strength, to get your zeal back. This is where you go. He deceives you with the truth, but he summarizes it wrong. It's a brilliant deception, and it's designed to take you out so that when the smoke clears, you've been removed. Oh, you haven't lost your salvation, but you're on the sidelines now, and God had to replace you with somebody else. And you don't want that to happen to you. One last thing. The mother of all comfort zones. To avoid all trials, tribulation, and even death, or anything that is normally uncomfortable, all you have to do is, well, this next one is the greatest scam ever pulled on the church. Revelation 13:15. We looked at it in the past. We see it in the present here today. How's it going to be in the future? How is Satan going to use his M.O. to deceive people in the future? Revelation 13:15. Speaking of the false prophet, Satan's one of his henchmen, capos. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. You see, it's once these little catchwords come up, it happens to all of us. You hear the word kill, what happens? Hair rises up on your arm, on the back of your neck. As many as would not worship the image of the beast will be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, so that no one may buy or sell save he that has the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. But there's the key word again, church. Same thing that happened to Peter when Jesus said he was going to be killed. Oh no, that can't happen to you. The last scheme or method or wile will cost people their eternal soul. What invites Satan into our lives? Ouija boards? Incantations? Yes. And here's two more. The fear of death and suffering. The fear of death and suffering. Skin for skin. All that a man has, he will give for his life. I've repeated it many times in here when this Ebola scare was going on. You had one of these Liberian guys get on an airplane. He stand up, put his hand on a Bible, raises his hand. Do you swear to God you've never come in contact with a dead person? He goes, yup, I swear to God. As it turns out, he had Ebola and he knew it. And he touched a whole bunch of dead people. But now he got on a plane with 300 people in a closed environment. Flew back to Texas, got his wife and his children infected. And they died too. Skin for skin. All that a man has, he will give for his life. He thought he could get treatment here in the United States, and he didn't care who he infected. And that's Satan's little secret. That's what he thinks about you. Until you stand up and tell him, take a hike in the battlefield. Regarding Nehemiah, they told him, they're coming to kill you. The Lord Jesus said he would suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed. Here at the end of the age, the deceptive lie is spun like this. Just take a little mark right here. There's no need to suffer. There's no need to fear. And you won't be killed. All you got to do is just take a little mark. Right? Don't go to war, David. You'll be fine. Treat yourself, David, to some time off. You've earned it. You've worked hard. Don't go to war. Matter of fact, the weather's pretty nice outside right now. Why don't you go up on your roof and take thine ease? Relax. You've earned it, David. You've worked hard. Hang out on the roof for a while. And look what happened to the man. Don't repair the wall, Nehemiah. Someone else will do it. Don't die on the cross, Lord Jesus. Far be it from you to suffer. You're king, right? Those are truths. You're a king, aren't you? You're a conqueror, aren't you? You're going to rule forever, aren't you? Truth, truth, truth. Then don't go there. You don't need to do that. Why would you need to die like that? Truth, truth, truth equals lie. What a deception that is. Do you see the pattern here? The deception is never to get you to go out here and to go into a church with a gun and kill everyone in the congregation. The deception is to get you to do nothing. Nothing. Relax. Take thine ease. Don't worry about it. You can't come here to decorate the church. Someone else will come here. You can't go out here and feed the homeless. Someone else will do it. First Baptist is open Monday morning. They'll take care of it. Take thine ease. Relax. It's never a deception to sin. But look how lethal it is. All right, where are we today? Where's the church today? Answer, we're asleep, but we're comfortable. Amen. 72 degrees. There's coffee and donuts in the other room. We're comfortable. And now you see right before your very eyes, Pastor Paul's objections to the teaching of a pre-tribulation rapture of the church. Imagine that, a doctrine that tells you and allows you to stay in your comfort zone as a doctrine from the church. Jesus said, all those who love their life will lose it. Those who hate their life will keep it unto life eternal. But the doctrine says, that's for Jews, that's not for you. Take thine ease. Relax. Or you're not going to. How many people have heard on the TV or with someone you trust, you're never going to be around to see any tribulation, so don't worry about it. Do you see how that doctrine fits into this thinking and mode of thinking? To put you into your comfort zone and not to worry about it, when Jesus says you need to have the mindset of hating your life. Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Now Jesus said that. Those who love their life will lose it. Those who hate it will keep it. Don't worry about hating your life and losing it. You'll be gone by then. Have some chili. That cannot be your mindset. Your mindset must be like the Saint Polycarp, who at 86 years old said, 86 years have I served him, and he's done me no harm. And then he said this, bring forth what thou wilt. 86 years old. 86 years old, the man said, bring it on. That's got to be our mindset. That's the mindset the Lord wants you to have, of hating your life. You know what that means? That's a hyperbole. And that is to always put Jesus first, to trust him, that our momentary light affliction is working out for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Like all the other saints that have died and left this world. 80 and 6 years, 50 and 4 years have I served him. Actually, it's not that long for me. And he's done me no wrong. Can anyone relate to that? Everyone can. Has the Lord ever done you wrong? Are you going to give him up in a minute? For a piece of bologna? Or a cup of soup? Are you going to give up your birthright for a cup of soup? No. I'll wrap this up with two questions. Number one, what has God called you to do that perhaps you have not done? What has God called you to do that perhaps you have not done? Perhaps because it would cause you to get out of the boat. Question number two. Has God called you to do something that someone else has talked you out of? Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.